Welcome to your five for today. At different times in our lives, preparations are critical. Just take a moment to think of what requires good preparation. Here are just a couple of examples for me. Exam or test preparation and a driving test. Having said that, going on a holiday requires forward planning, a wedding needs good preparation, and an interview requires some preparatory work on the part of a potential employee. Having visitors come around usually involves preparations. Cleaning the house from top to bottom and preparing a meal maybe. And so the list could continue. We always prepare for a future event, something that is yet to happen. Notice that I didn't mention Christmas. It's interesting to hear of people who shop in the January sales for next Christmas and those who have finished by November. At the other extreme are the Christmas Eve shoppers, who get everything in an afternoon. Either way, there are those who may be impulsive shoppers and others who would have a pre-planned list to tick off as they go along. The Bible tells us of the two advents of Jesus. The first, no doubt, is a familiar story. It's what we know as the Christmas story. It was foretold in the Old Testament, and the Jewish nation were to prepare for the coming of Emmanuel. The prophet Isaiah wrote, "Prepare the way of the Lord." This task is usually associated with John the Baptist in the New Testament, who literally did precede Jesus in baptizing people in the River Jordan. It was he who baptized Jesus, and with others, heard a voice from heaven declaring Jesus as God's beloved Son. I mentioned two advents that relate to Jesus. Even before his death on the cross, and his resurrection on the first Easter Sunday, he told the disciples of his future plans, recorded in John's Gospel. "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also." What a promise to the disciples then, and to those who are 21st century disciples, followers of Jesus. To think that Jesus is currently preparing a place in heaven for every Christian is such a comforting thought. Have you ever stayed in a hotel where maybe your name is on the door or on the TV welcoming screen? Preparations for your stay would have been made. I wonder if name tags will be used in heaven. The dialogue in John's Gospel continues with Thomas stating that he didn't know where Jesus was going, and as a result wasn't clear about the way to get to that destination. Let me pause for just a moment there. Car journeys for ourselves have become so much easier with sat-nav technology. Gone are the days of the passenger following an atlas, turning the pages to ensure that the correct route was followed. No printouts are needed from an online route planner either. The alternative route or avoid congestion modes make for a hassle-free journey these days. It wasn't that easy in Bible times, however. Yet, having said that, Jesus did respond to Thomas by saying, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." The Sunday school chorus puts it like this: "One way, God said, to get to heaven. Jesus is the only way. There are no alternative routes. There are no other options. There was and there is no plan B." The last words of the Bible are words of Jesus in the book of Revelation. "He who testifies to these things says, 'Surely I am coming quickly.' Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen." Are you making preparations for the second advent of Christ? How does this future event impact your day-to-day living? When taking communion, the words of Paul to the Corinthian church are quite often used. "For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. It's a remembrance for a limited time only." The final word today comes from an Old Testament prophet, Amos. A clear warning is given when he writes these words: "Prepare to meet your God." I trust that you are making preparations to meet God and are looking forward to the second coming of Christ, who who will come to take Christians to their reserved place in heaven. Thank you for listening.